Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Reish Tzadi Gimel, the halachas of Mariv on Motzai Shabbos. So Be'ez Hashem, we are page Samach Tes in the Mishnah Berurah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ma'achrin Tefilas Arvis K'day Lahosif Mechol HaLakodesh, that we daven Mariv late on Motzai Shabbos in order to be Mosif Mechol HaLakodesh. We don't daven Mariv at the earliest man, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu, after Minadin Sagi B'mashi Yisakim Melasas Melacha Adaz Manam Vor B'sif Beis, even though really you don't have to daven Marv late, you would make her a din. You only have to just wait to do malacha until later on. That still the most proper thing to do is to even daven Marv late so that you're being Mosif Mechal Al Kodesh in the fullest sense. The minig is to say Tehillim Samach Zayin and to sing it before Marv. Va'od Mizmorim and other Mizmorim, Kaniskar Besidurim. The only thing is, if Tishbav is Motzai Shabbos, then we don't sing these Mizmorim. Da'azein Zman Chanina, because that's not a proper time for asking Hashem's mercy and for singing these Mizmorim. V'chein kishe Yachol Yom Tov Motzai Shabbos Gam Kein Eina Minig L'Zamer. And for one reason or the other, the minig is that if Yom Tov falls out of Motzai Shabbos, we also don't say these Mizmorim. Kosef Aprima Gadim, Dev Shem Yishom Deino. It could be because we don't say tchinos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mashenkin, because Shabbos yuchul omro mishchashecha kodem Mariv, as opposed to on a regular Shabbos, it's not really Shabbos anymore. So you're allowed to say these tchinos after Shabbos is technically over, but before you're actually davening Mariv. Ayn lalsa mem tes b'shem chavos yoyir, did Tehillim mutar amorgul ba'lomar balpeh, that someone who knows Tehillim, you're allowed to say it balpeh. I think he means even though normally Dvarim Shabbosav, yeah, Tarashay Lomram balpeh, you're not supposed to say Torah Shabbosav balpeh, but Tehillim that we know, like unfortunately we know all too well, many Mizmorim of Tehillim because we say them after every Tefillah because of the difficult matzav in Eretz Yisrael. So when you become very used to it, so then you're allowed to say them balpeh. Matov Yofa Aminag Azeh. And it's a good minug to sing these Tehillim before Mariv on Motzai Shabbos for a couple of reasons. Aleph, Kedei Lilva Shabbos, it's a beautiful way to escort out the Shabbos Malkasa with song. And second of all, it's a great way to make Mariv a little bit later, and therefore you're adding on extra Kedusha. And third, the Mishnah Berurah says, very characteristically, what else are people doing while they're waiting to daven Mariv? They're schmoozing and they're saying Dvarim B'Teilim, and they're not doing anything productive. So much better to do something productive in downtime, like at a wedding, in between the chuppah and the first course. Achar kach matzasi b'knesset gadol sim reish lamed hey ken mashe ksafti. And later on, I found in the knesset gadol sim reish lamed hey, similar to what I'm saying over here, that there are good reasons to say these mizmorim. Again, the three reasons that he highlights are: it's a beautiful way to escort Shabbos out, it's a good way to add extra time onto Shabbos, and it's a good way to avoid dvarim b'teilim. Siv Beis, Tzorech Lizor Milasas Malacha, Ad Sheiru Shlosha Kochavim Ketanim. That it's one has to be very careful not to do any Malacha Matzoy Shabbos until they see three small stars. V'loyu Mufuzarim, and not small stars that are scattered throughout the sky, El Ritzufim, but one right next to the other. V'imu Yoma Mu'una Nyamtenat Sheyetze Asavik Milibo. And if it's a cloudy night, so you can't see any stars, you should wait until you're sure that had it been a clear night, you would be able to see three small stars that are Ritzufim. Now, it's interesting because the Shulchan Aruch here is telling us when Shabbos ends, when you're allowed to start doing Malacha, and he talks about stars, but whatever happened to Rabbeinu Tam, to 72 minutes? How come he doesn't talk anything about minutes? So the Bir Halacha raises that question. What happened to Dalid Milin? What happened to the Shir that the Gemara says of Dalid Mil after Shkiyas HaChamas Tseisa Kochavim? How come we're assuming that it's only based on our ability to observe stars? So he says it could be that Bir Halacha raises two possibilities. Number one, he says it could be that he holds that when we see three stars, we can and we haven't been watching the clock to see if it's 72 minutes, we can assume by then it's for sure been 72 minutes. Or he says, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a din in 72 minutes. It's really a din in the stars. So when you see the stars, you don't need to wait for the 72 minutes. 72 minutes is just a very safe amount, where by then, for sure, three stars are going to be out. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Beis, Milasos Melacha, Ayin Kamen Sim Reish Tesif Yud. That's where we're going to see more about the halachos of Melacha on Matzoy Shabbos before Abdallah. Till you see the three stars, you cannot do malacha because it might still be yom. Now, really, three medium-sized stars is enough. At three medium-sized stars, Shabbos is over. But we're not so confident in our ability to discern what's a medium star, what's a big star, what's a small star. And maybe when you see three medium, what you think are three medium stars, they're really three big stars that would even be visible during the daytime. Therefore, we require three small stars, dafka. Now, in the end of a fast day, we do not have that chumrah. At the end of a fast day, the Rama writes in Siman Tavkuf Samach Beis that you could wait for three stars that are benanim. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if they're mefuzarim, it's good enough. So that's why you might notice on your shul calendars that a fast day ends earlier than when Shabbos ends. And if you don't notice that on your shul calendars have a chumrah in there that's really unnecessary, because fast days, leaving aside Yom Kippur, other fast days really should end earlier. Shlosha kavim katanim, Sivkat and Dalit, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin likutei prichadosh al yoredeya shekasav. Prichadosh is the following chumrah. Dimarakia mazir kein orish al yom. That if the sky is shining like it's bright like the light of day, sulo nechshavos hazman rak ben hashmashos, then you know that if any part of the sky has that sense of lightness, then it must still be ben hashmashos, it's not nighttime yet. Ve'evia agon Rabbi Kivega b'chadosh al yoredeya sem reish samach beiz ayin sham. And Rabbi Kivega quotes this. U'bibir agrabi likut of sham kasav. That if all the redness has left the sky on the side of the sky where the sun set, then you could ignore any mazhir in the rakia that you're worried about. Vidaod, and a second chumrah, the Besefer Tver Sol Perak Beit, the Shabbos Masruk, Shlosha Ketanim, Levad, Shlosha Benonim. That even though the Shulchan Aruch says you need to see three small stars, the Tver Sol says more than that. You need to see three medium stars plus three small stars. V'loyodati Makoro, I don't know where he gets this idea of six stars, of three medium plus three small. V'ulai detaimo, Shema Anutoin, Badavar, Ugedolimheim. And maybe his reason is that if you only see three stars, even if you think they're small, they might be big stars. So you need other stars to compare them to. So by basis of comparison, you could see, oh, those are bigger than those, and therefore you'll know that you have seen three small stars. Or at least you'll know that they're not gedolim. And based on what the Shari Tshuva quotes of the Matthew Yehuda and the Birka Yosef, then there's no problem here at all. What does he say in the name of the Birka Yosef? So it says over there that when the Shulchan Aruch says that for Kriya Shema of Laila you need Gimel Kochavim Ketanim, it means the Kochavim Beinim, that first Kochavim Beinim appear like Ketanim, then it gets a little bit darker and those Beinim start to look like Beinim, and only then Ketanim appear. That's just the Seder Advarim, that first you see three stars that look like they're small stars, but they're really Beinonim, and as it gets darker you see that they're Beinonim, and then you're going to see three Ketanim. So then you understand very well why you need to see three Beinonim plus three Ketanim in order to end Shabbos. Ulam Shari Achronim Lo Skiru Davrzei, even though the Tiferes Yisrael quotes this, the other Achronim do not quote it. V'afshar B'din B'shari M'kom Tzarekiyah Mu'unan Lo Yuchal Liros Od Kochavim Yesh Al Kalukali Alma. And it could be everyone would agree that if it gets cloudy before you're able to see six stars, three Beinonim and three Ketanim, then for sure you could be making. And certainly if you assume like the Grah that you have to wait till all Admimus leaves the sky, so by then for sure if you see three stars, that's going to be good enough. But then the Shulchan Aruch had added, not enough to see three small stars, they also need to be ritzufim. They need to be one right next to the other. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Hey, Mishum Tosefes Shabbos. They need to be right next to the other because the amount of time that the amount of extra time that it would take from when you could see three small stars until you could see three stars, three small consecutive stars, that's Tosefes Shabbos. Meaning that's not the Iker Zman, that's Zman Tosefes. And the same would be true if you wait to see three small stars and then you just wait a little bit longer. You could then do melacha. It's a very critical distinction that the reason you need ritzufin is not because that's when Shabbos ends. That's just your Tosefes Shabbos. So as soon as you see three small stars, that's when Shabbos ends. And then whatever you wait after that is Tosefes Shabbos. So you don't have to necessarily wait till you see three consecutive small stars. You could just wait a little bit longer from when you see three scattered small stars. Sifkot and Vav Ad Sheyetze Mashal Zochar Shulchan Shimtir Ashir Dal Mina Meistchil Sashkil Vimash Pasuk Alv Sim Reish Alv Siv Beis Tefshat Demari Delo No Delo Gam Zman Shkia Mishuma Anan. He says, why don't we mention anything about 72 minutes? Because it could be you don't know when Shkia was, so you don't know when to count your 72 minutes. And then Sifkot and Zayin. Finally, Mi Libo, he says that this is you should, on a cloudy day you should wait until you have no doubt in your heart that it's that Shabbos is over. If you have a good watch, and you know that yesterday at this time it was for sure nighttime, that there were small stars at this time last night near, you can rely on that. And Birka Yosef also says you can rely on a clock. So let's review what we learned today. So first thing we said is that we delay Mariv and late on Motzai Shabbos, and many people add Mizmori Tehillim in order to be Mosef Mechal al Kodesh. Then we said that even though Shabbos ends with three medium stars, to be extra safe, we wait for three small stars, and for Tosefes Shabbos, we wait till the three stars are Ritzufin. But you don't need to wait for stars or anything. You could just use a clock, and that will also work. And then the Mishnah Brura we saw brought two chumras. Number one, from the Pri Chadash, that if part of the sky is still bright, then it's still Bein HaShemashos. And the other was from the Tiferes Yisrael, that you need to see three medium stars plus three small stars in order to do malacha on Motzai Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Siv Gimel. Thank you very much for joining at this unusual time. Okay, have a good night, everybody.